Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Got breaking news. Jerome Powell today, just about an hour or two ago, said that it's not transitory. That's right, inflation. He said that we can drop the word transitory from our discussion about inflation moving forward. According to the head chief himself, the head central planner, Jerome Powell. Let's get into the article. And it was on Zero Hedge. Hopefully I can find it. And that's not it. Hopefully this is it. There we go. Team transitory is dead after Powell says time to retire word transitory regarding inflation. Now, I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about what the bond market has been telling us. And I think the bond market is telling us that we're going to have more lockdowns and the global governments are going to be taking an ever increasingly draconian approach to the Cerveza sickness. And this is going to create less economic output. And therefore, the global economy will suffer as a result, and you could see the, let's call it dollar shortage, continue the dollar cash flow decrease, and therefore this is deflationary pressure. Now at the same time, that's reducing the supply of goods and services, and I think the governments will continue to print and give out the stimmy checks, therefore consumer price inflation might not, well, definitely won't go down, but it might go up at a lesser degree. But I don't know if that's how I would define transitory. I think that team transitory, if you will, they're defining it as, okay, we had a spike increase to, let's say, 6.4%, if you trust the government's numbers, but it's going to come right back down to where it was prior to the Cerveza sickness at, let's say, 2%. And I would argue that I don't know if it's going to go up in a straight line to 8%, 10%, 15%. I think it could be somewhere right in the middle where both groups are wrong in the sense that in 2022, it doesn't go up to 8%, but it might go back to 4 or 5. And so we see kind of a disinflationary year. Now, I think after that, it will most likely take off, especially if we have a crash in the market, which results in a central bank digital currency, where the central planners, the Fed, Jerome Powell, does have more control over the amount of dollars that are circulating in the real economy. Right now, they're at the mercy of the government deficit spending and commercial banks lending dollars into existence. And commercial banks are lending less, therefore creating fewer dollars on net balance. But until we get to that environment, I think you could see disinflation. Now, again, I wouldn't say that's transitory because I don't think that's the way they're defining it. But, and I also want to make myself very clear that I'm not saying that the current rate of inflation is 6.2 or 6.4%. I'm saying if you're using that number. So using more realistic numbers, I think we could be humming along at maybe 12, 15. And in 2022, I don't think it'll go up to 20%. It might go back down to, let's say, 10% or 8%, something like that. But the inflation could potentially be lower. And I think that's kind of what the bond market is telling us. And I think the gold market is telling us the same thing. And I think the DXY could be kind of echoing those thoughts. But I think that is, if we do see disinflation, then that will be temporary, just like it was in the 1940s and like it was in the 1970s as well. Inflation never really went up at a straight line. So the people that are just kind of trying to dunk on the team transitory, assuming that in 2022, the rate of inflation as measured by the CPI will be higher than it was in 2021. I don't know. I think it's really a coin toss right now. But more specifically on this article, let's hear their thoughts. It says, remember when this guy, I love this guy's writing style. Remember when the clueless macro tourists and worthless econo hacks who have zero understanding of actual economic dynamics spent miles of digital ink convincing their tiny echo chambers that they were right and that inflation was transitory, or rather desperately scrambled to mask their utter lack of. Okay, anyway, that's all right, we got it. So this is someone that would fall into that category, I guess, according to Zero Hedge, saying that core CPI came back down to 2%, what it was kind of its historic trend going back to 1998. Okay. Maybe, but that's... I don't think that's seeing the overall picture, and they're just taking core CPI, which I think omits energy, food, and shelter, which, I mean, how can you really omit that and still claim that that's a accurate representation of consumer prices when that's 90% of what people spend money on? yeah. And then Krugman, again, core inflation. Yeah. Okay. I think that's a little disingenuous in and of itself, but they're showing that it came down. And basically what Zero Hedge is doing is showing all these people that claimed that Team Transitory has won the fight. And now Jerome Powell himself, the almighty leader of all of those mainstream economists, is saying that, nope, sorry, Krugman types, you are all wrong. And Powell... His actual quote was, "Time to retire the word transitory regarding inflation. Threat of persistently higher inflation has grown." This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. Here is a tweet from Bloomberg that's kind of backing this up. It's an admission from Powell that inflation is no longer transitory. Again, this is the main takeaway. The only thing that clouds the situation for the Fed is the emergence of Omicron, which is the new scariant of the Cerveza sickness. So, again, I think that they're both wrong. And I don't want to give predictions either, because I don't really have a strong inclination one way or the other. I like to be contrarian, and I like it when, you know, everyone is on one side of the boat, and then I like to kind of go over to the other side. But right now it kind of seems like it's 50-50. And I definitely don't. It makes me very uncomfortable to agree with someone like Krugman. And it also makes me very uncomfortable to agree with someone like Powell. So I like just saying they're both wrong. And for 2022, if you had to ask me what the highest probability outcome was, it would be that we see some disinflation again from 6.2 down to 5. So that way it's not transitory, but yet it wasn't, what did Powell say exactly? It wasn't persistently higher inflation. Now, again, let me be very clear. It is my view that if you look over the entire decade of the 2020s, you will see persistently higher rates of inflation, but you're going to see inflation that drops. Levels like we saw in the 1970s. It didn't go up in a straight line. especially not in the 1940s. It was up, as an example, in 1947, it was up at 19%. 19. And then just a year or two later, it was at -3. So that's a big swing. But on net balance, did we see consumer price inflation over that span? Absolutely, we did. Even though we had a year or a year and a half where prices went down by 2 to 3%, when you throw in the 2 or 3 years where they're up by 19%, that high water mark is way higher than it was prior to the mid-1940s. And I think that's, at the end of the day, what most people are really concerned with. It's not so much the nuance of the monetary supply. It's just, are the prices that I'm paying at the grocery store, are they going to go up? Are they going to flatline? Are they ever going to come back down to a level at which I can afford them based on my income? I think that's really the main emphasis in what people try to get at. You know, I did a whiteboard video today, this morning, on this contrast in inflation between the 1940s and the 1970s, outlining Jeff Snyder's view and my good friend Lynn Alden. And the conclusion that I came to is they're both right. It's just, who are they talking to? And when I really thought it through, I'm like, you know, Lynn is really talking to the average Joe, where Jeff is really talking to the professional investor, or maybe not even that, the professional trader. So when Lynn she wants to focus on prices, where Jeff really focuses on money supply. And Lynn will really focus on the dollar, where Jeff really focuses on the dollar on the DXY, right? Because if you're the average Joe, then you don't really care what's going on the DXY. You just care about, are the dollars that I have in my checking account, are they losing value to rent, to groceries, to gas? Where the professional trader, they're more concerned about what the dollar is doing relative to the euro or something like that. And then if you look at bonds as an example, the professional trader is really trying to figure out which way interest rates are going and if they're going to go up massively, because they're looking at a bond as a vehicle for capital gains appreciation. So what's the price of the bond going to do? What's the interest rate going to do? Where the average Joe, and this is, I think, who Lynn is usually talking to, they're holding a bond. They're not looking at it for price appreciation. They're just clipping the coupon. And so they're going to be worried about their purchasing power of that bond if they're holding it to maturity. So since those are two completely different groups, what you're highlighting in this discussion of inflation, and whether you're defining that as monetary inflation or consumer price increases, it's just completely different. So I think that's something that we all need to consider. And that whiteboard video hopefully will offer a lot of nuance and help you make better financial decisions in the future. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Remember to always stand up and fight for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you on the next video.